What's up, guys? Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. Welcome to today's episode where I'm going to talk to you about credit cards, specifically which ones are the best for e-commerce businesses. If it's your first time listening to the podcast, get our free niches list at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. 99 of the best high-ticket dropshipping products for 2021. All right, guys, so let's talk about credit cards. Now, the reason why you need a credit card for an e-commerce business these days is, especially if you're doing dropshipping, you're going to need some source of capital to purchase your cost of goods sold. Usually, especially if you're doing high-ticket dropshipping, you're going to have to spend probably upwards of $500 to $1,000, maybe $2,000, $3,000, or $4,000 per sale that comes in. And once you start scaling your store up really big, it can become quite a big cash flow issue if you don't have a credit card to help you, or multiple credit cards to help you manage the cash flow. And if you're using a checking account, keep in mind that when you get a purchase, it doesn't directly go to your checking account. It has to go through a merchant processor first, which can take a few days. And in that meantime, you do need to be purchasing that product and sending it out to the customer, having the supplier send it to the customer. So, if you wait until that money gets deposited, obviously there's going to be a lag and you want to have fast and free shipping. So you really need to have some sort of capital. And the best way to do it is to have a credit card. The banks will give you credit lines, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, maybe more. And if you, set up your business legally, a good legal structure is like an LLC with an EIN number. And if you have everything set up appropriately, then you will definitely be able to apply for a business credit card. Now, business credit cards are offered by many different banks, and the reason why we want to get them usually is because you want to separate your business and your personal spending, especially when it comes to doing taxes, but also just for general bookkeeping purposes. You want to know what you're spending on your business and what is personal. So definitely get business credit cards for your business and use personal credit cards for your personal spending. Now, of course, you can use personal credit cards for your business spending. It's okay to do that. Just keep in mind that it's going to be kind of a hassle to go through statements and break down transactions and whatnot, especially for your bookkeeper at the end of the year, if you have one. All right, so let's talk about some of the best credit cards now that we know why we want to have business credit cards. And there's going to be a few different reasons why I'm giving you guys these specific ones. Some of the categories of things we're going to be talking about here are annual fees, reward points and cash back, things like that. And then, card benefits, and also whether they come with a foreign transaction fee or not. Because those are the four things, main things I look at. The fifth thing that I look at is a sign-up bonus. A lot of cards will come up with sign-up bonuses, and those are really great as well. Okay. The main thing you want to think about, though, when you get a business credit card for the long run is the annual fee, because that's the one thing that you're going to have to pay every single year. Now, when you're signing up for credit cards, just keep in mind you're going to be keeping these for the long term. And if it's a business card, you're going to be putting business spend on it, then you can definitely afford to pay an annual fee. Obviously it's a tax write-off, and it's definitely worth it if you're going to be using the card to get rewards and it's going to pay for more than the annual fee costs you. Okay, so always keep that in mind when you're doing credit cards, is that you want to make sure that there is a profit. So let's talk about one of the credit cards. For example, one of the cards that I really like to use the most, because it gets the highest amount back no matter what, is a Capital One credit card called the Spark Cash from Capital One. There's also one called Spark Miles from Capital One. They do similar things. Both come with a $95 annual fee, so it's not too bad. And both will get you 2% cash back. Now, the Spark Cash gets you 2% cash back. The Spark Miles gets you 2x miles. And this is on all purchases. It's pretty much the highest amount of cash back you'll get from a credit card, from a business credit card, available out there right now. On all purchases. On some cards, they'll give you a certain amount more than that, like maybe 3 or 5x or percent back, on certain purchases. But on all purchases, which is what you really need for your cost of goods sold, you're looking for the credit card with the most cash back. Now, keep in mind, for tax purposes, cash back and miles are both not taxable. All right, so the way the IRS looks at it is cash back and miles both. Especially cash back is kind of the one that's, worrisome, right? Because it's cash in your account. But the way the IRS looks at it is that if it's, cash that comes back after you make a purchase, if a purchase is required to make that money, then they consider it a discount. Okay, so it's not taxable income. It's basically considered a discount on your spend. Kind of weird. If you need more information, talk to a CPA. I read that online, and I'm working with my CPA and everything to get that sorted out for my business. But you know, cashback and miles doesn't matter. It's all tax-free. Basically rebates on your spend. Okay. Now, both of those cards do come with sign-up bonuses as well. Right now, it's 50,000 points, okay? So, or 50,000 miles, 50,000, I think $500 cash back, right, for the cashback card, 50,000 miles, which, when it comes to miles and points, the benchmark is usually about 1 point or 1 mile equals 1 penny. So when you're talking about 50,000 miles, you're talking about $500, all right? Some reward programs are not like that. Like, for instance, some of the hotel reward programs, like Hilton and IHG, those points are worth a bit less, usually around, half a cent per point instead of 1 cent per point. But I'll get into more of that a little bit later. So these are the best ones. These are the ones I kind of always use for my cost of goods sold, my main purchases from all the suppliers. Now, there's quite a bit more, of course, and you want to probably have more than one card. And the reason why is because they'll usually give you like a $10 or $20 or maybe $30,000 limit. But when you start scaling your store, cards, they can get tied up. You can get maxed out really quick and easy, when you start doing a lot of purchases. And so, when you pay off your card, it takes, a couple of days to post. So what I usually do is I have a couple of different credit cards from Capital One, and then I have a couple of different credit cards from Chase. There's three really good business cards from Chase. Chase offers the Ink cards. One is called the Ink Business Plus, one is called the Ink Business Preferred, and the other called Ink Business Unlimited. So I'll explain each of those now. The Ink Business Plus is pretty sweet. It gives you 1x points on all purchases, but it gives you 5x points on office, internet, and cable and phone. So that's pretty cool. Now, what I've found actually that's interesting is that, some suppliers, the way you pay them, maybe if you pay them through PayPal, for instance, might register as one of those 5x point categories. So you just kind of have to put some spend on it, see what happens, see if any of your suppliers register as one of those 5x categories if you get this card, and great. Otherwise, the 1x point card, and the Chase Ultimate Rewards program is a really good rewards program. And when you go and spend these miles with these cards, you actually get a 25% boost in your travel spending. So, you can buy a lot of different things with these points. You can buy cash back. You can get cash back. You can buy gift cards. You can buy merchandise. Lots of stuff. But the best benefit you'll get is spending on travel, because you get an additional 25%. So it goes, if you get 1x point on a purchase and you go to spend it on travel, it turns into 1.25 points, basically. So it's kind of a cool card to have. A better card to have, though, is the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, because it gets you 1.5% cash back unlimited on all categories. So that's a really good backup card to have behind the Capital One Spark Cash or Spark Miles card, because instead of just 2%, it gives you 1.5%, but that's great, and it's cash back. All right, and then the next one from Ink is the Ink Business Preferred. Now, Ink Business Preferred is similar to the Ink Business Plus, gets you 1x points on all purchases, but the one thing it does do, which is really cool, is it gets you 3x points on ad spend, up to $150,000 per year, I believe. So that's pretty sweet. Now, you can hook that up to your Google Ads account, for instance, or Facebook Ads account, and get 3x points. So if you're spending, $10,000, every few months in the beginning, and then you can scale that up to $10,000 a month, and then eventually scale that up to $15,000 a month, you can probably max out that $150,000 per year, and at 3x, that's 450,000 reward points per year. With the 25% travel redemption boost, that's close to around, I would guess, 600,000 points when redeemed for travel. $6,000 basically in travel, which is really, really cool. So for $6,000, you can probably do, a few business class flights, maybe some nice hotels, that kind of thing. It really depends on what you want to do. Okay. And those are kind of the two main cards card issuers I go with, and the main cards. Let's talk about one of the other ones, American Express. Now, everybody is familiar with American Express. They're really well known for their their branded, you know, travel rewards and benefits. American Express is just a prestigious card name, I would say. American Express has accepted a lot more now than it used to be. But regardless of that, since a lot of our e-commerce spending is on the internet, it doesn't really matter where it's accepted. It just matters that they have really good rewards for your spend, because no matter where you are in the world, you're spending things online, it's basically you're spending in your home country. So the only thing to keep in mind with Amex business cards is that sometimes they can have a high annual fee. So, you know, you want to be careful. The annual fee for instance, the Amex Business Gold card is $295 as of the time of this recording. But the really cool thing about that card is that for the business card, it gives you 4x rewards on ad spend up to $150,000 a year, which is awesome. So Amex membership reward points are worth around a penny per point. And so that's even more than that Chase Inc. Business Preferred card. And you can use that to book airlines, and you get a similar 25% airline bonus when you book travel. And so, you know, you basically are getting, you know, five something, you know, points basically when you set towards travel. And, you know, that's amazing, because 150 times 4 is 600, and then with the 25% bonus, that's probably close to $7,500 in travel, you know, in a full year for your ad spend. So the goal here is, you know, if you can crank up your store sales to support a huge ad spend, then you're golden, okay? So that Amex Business Gold card is a really good one if you have a high ad spend. The next one that you can get for your business, if you think you're going to travel a lot and take advantage of a lot of cool travel bonuses and perks and benefits, as well as hotel flights, things like that, is the Amex Business Platinum card. Now, this card comes with a high annual fee of $595 as of this recording. It gets 1x points on all spend, 5x points on travel booked through the Amex travel portal. But it comes with a bunch of cool benefits. One of them is a travel fee credit. You can choose an airline to give you a couple hundred bucks per calendar year in travel fees. So essentially, it kind of eats away at that annual fee just by giving you a portion of that as, you know, free travel credit. And I just actually found out that there's a loophole right now. I don't know if it's going to exist forever, but you can actually purchase United Travel Cash with that annual fee credit, and they'll actually give it to you. So that's pretty cool. So that the benefits this card comes with are global lounge access, priority pass, which gives you access to other lounges as well. And these are like first class lounges at airports. So when you go traveling, you get really cool lounge access. It's free lunch, free drinks, comfortable chairs, television, charge your stuff, feel really cool because you're like a rich business person or something. I love lounges because when you're traveling, especially long distance, it's just really nice to have a nice big lounge. Some of them have showers and massages and things like that. So every lounge is different, and it's just really nice to have that priority pass. And global lounge access is great. You can get access to the Centurion lounges, which are all over the United States and different parts of the world. It gives you free credit for TSA PreCheck, which is, I believe, around $100. You get Marriott Bonvoy Gold Elite status, which is really cool. Gives you upgrades and freebies at Marriott resorts. Gives you Hilton Honors Gold status, which gives you free room upgrade and free breakfast. And it gives you Business Platinum Card Concierge service, which will get you, booked at, events and restaurants and things like that that are hard to get. Their concierge service is really cool. Both those cards have no foreign transaction fee also, so you can use them. But the problem is that Amex isn't really accepted all across the world as much as Visa and MasterCard are. And those Capital One and Chase cards I spoke about are usually Visa or MasterCards. And so, and all those come with no foreign transaction fee as well. So you can actually take those with you when you travel, and they'll be accepted more around the world. But one of the coolest things about the Business Platinum card is the additional coverage it gives you for warranties and damaged products after you buy them. So if you're going to buy like a GoPro or a drone or a new camera or some equipment of some sort, you might consider using that Business Platinum card, because it'll give you extended warranty of a year, and the first 90 days is like gives you protection. You have to read up on all the benefits online. All these cards you can research on your own. Just type into Google, Business Platinum card by Amex, and it'll give you the sales page and everything. everything for you. Let's see here. The next one I got, which is actually really cool. If you can figure out how to make Amazon purchasing a part of your business, then you can get the Amex Amazon Business Prime card, and you can sign up for an Amazon Business Prime account, and you can use that card to get 5% points back at Amazon. Amazon points are worth 1 point per penny, so it's really good value. And if you're going to use Amazon to purchase products for your business, then that's great. You know, one thing you could do for an e-commerce business is dropship products from Amazon. Of course, you can't really do that on eBay anymore, so you'll have to try to use your own Shopify store for that, but it definitely is possible. So if you can figure that out, then great, and you can use that card to rack up points as you do that, which is awesome. One more card that I use that I'm just going to throw out there really quick is the Amex Blue Business Cash. It gives you 2% cash back in your first $50,000 per year. So kind of a cool backup card to have. No annual fee there, so you know, not a big deal. If you get approved for it, great, you can hang on to it. One of the cool things about credit cards is the longer you hold on to them, the better your credit profile looks, and the more credit cards you have and the more credit line you have, the better your credit profile looks. So if you can get these no annual fee cards that you can just keep forever and use a little bit here and there, those are great for your long-term credit profile. If you have these high annual fee cards, just make sure you're going to make the most of it and eat away at that annual fee with some of those, you know, fee credits or you know, some sort of credit that they have, and utilize those you know, bonus features that they have as well. Okay, but again, this is a business, so you should be able to pay an annual fee with your business if it's doing well enough, and just be able to reap the rewards of, you know, elite travel and other things like that. All right, one of the last cards I'll talk about here is the Wells Fargo Business Platinum Credit Card. Just pretty straightforward card, no annual fee. It comes with 1.5% cash back on all purchases, and it's applied to your account quarterly. So, you know, a decent card to have for backup if you run out of, you know, credit on your 2% cash back card or whatever. And it's no annual, no foreign transaction fee, so you can take it around the world with you. Okay. Those are some of the best business credit cards to use. I highly recommend getting going with those Chase Inc. cards as well as the Capital One cards. If you do plan on getting your ad spend up quite a bit, then you might consider the Amex Business Gold. And if you want to travel a lot and have some elite travel experiences, the Business Platinum card is great as well. There's a lot of great personal cards. I wanted to kind of throw out a couple of them because personal spending sometimes isn't as much as business spending, right? But if you happen to have an income that allows you to go and do a lot of personal spending, like eating out and dining or a lot of travel, that kind of stuff, whatever it happens to be, having some, you know, decent personal cards are great. Now, the cool thing about personal cards is they will also come with really big sign-up bonuses. Now, for instance, like if you sign up for the Amex Business Gold or the Business Platinum card, you might get an offer for 50 to 100,000 points when you sign up. You know, the same for the Chase Inc. cards. They usually come up with around 100,000 points for signups. Or if it's a cashback card, it'll come up with an equivalent of cashback. Usually it's like 750 cashback or 500 cashback, something like that, right? And the personal cards get that too. One thing you want to be careful with is annual fees. So if a personal card comes with a high annual fee, you've got to really try your best to make the most of it. So one of the cards, for example, is the Hilton Honors Aspire card by American Express. It was a high annual fee of $450. But the cool thing is that it gets you a huge welcome bonus. And then every year you get a $250 credit for those airline incidentals, which of course we found out that you can use. You can get United Cash. I believe you can do this with Southwest as well. You get kind of like what, sort of like buy Southwest points, and then they'll credit you as if it was an incidental. It's a loophole right now. It doesn't mean it's going to last forever, but normally it's just for incidentals, which means like check bags and, you know, airline flight drinks and stuff like that. Okay, so your annual fee can be eaten away at just by spending certain ways with the card. With that card, you also get a free annual weekend night stay, a $250 Hilton Resort credit, $100 credit at a Waldorf or Conrad Hotel if you buy a two-night stay, which is, you know, okay. A Priority Pass Select and a Hilton Diamond status, which is cool. It gives you executive lounge access on top of, you know, what the gold status gives you. So, you know, whether that's actually worth it or not to you, mean, you know, you have to decide if you're going to be traveling enough to make it worth it, basically. But the cool thing is that once you get this card, it's a great card to keep for future, you know, upgrades and other cards as well. There is a no annual fee Hilton Honors card from American Express. It comes with Hilton Honors Silver status, and you know, they get you 3x points back. Now, Hilton points are worth about 50 cents per per point, half a cent per point is what I meant to say. So it's kind of like getting 1.5% back, not 3x back. So just, you know, when you look at point rewards programs, always look at what those points are worth, because sometimes you'll earn a lot of them and then realize they're not actually worth that much. You know, one instance is the Chase ISG Rewards Club Traveler credit card. It's a no annual fee card, great to keep, gives you points back and stuff, but when you look at ISG points, they're only worth about half a penny per point, so it's not really worth, you know, using a whole lot. A great card to have, especially if you're going to buy stuff on Amazon, is the Amazon Prime Rewards Visa Signature Card by Chase. 1% back on everything, 2% back restaurants, gas stations, and drugstores, and that can rack up pretty good. Foreign transaction fee on that card as well. And there's a couple of really good cards by Chase, and there's one from Discover that I wanted to talk about as well. These cards, the two I'm going to talk about from Chase right now, do have a foreign transaction fee, so you only want to use them in the USA or for online purchases. But the Chase Freedom Unlimited card is really cool for personal use. Gives you 5% back on travel purchased through Chase Ultimate Rewards, gives you 3% at dining at restaurants, takeaway delivery services, 3% at drugstores, and 1.5% all other purchases. So with, you know, the amount of personal spend you do, you might find that you can make good use of that and get some good cash back. Another one is the Chase Freedom card, now known as the Chase Freedom Flex. It gives you 5% cash back on quarterly categories. And Discover also has one that does the same thing. It's called the Discover It Cashback Card, 1% normally, but 5% cash back on quarterly categories. No annual fee. The Discover version actually has no foreign transaction fee as well, so you can take it with you. But Discover isn't really accepted as far worldwide as Visa and MasterCard are, which most of the Chase cards are Visa and MasterCard. I believe actually they all are. So yeah, you're good there. One cool thing to keep in mind is with U.S. Bank, they have a Flex Perks program that is really good, and you can get the Flex Perks, you know, Travel Rewards, Visa Signature Card. I believe they have a lot of them, a lot of different cards that are available. This particular one has a $49 annual fee. You know, you just look around, but it gets you 1x points on all purchases, 2x on airlines, gas and grocery, and then 50% points are worth 50% more when redeemed for travel. So it's just kind of a cool way you can get sort of like 3x basically when you go and earn those points and then use them for travel. Now again, it really depends on how much your personal spending is, and I really don't, you know, want you guys to go out and spend a bunch of money personally just to get bonus signups and stuff like that, money that normally you wouldn't be spending. And you definitely don't want to go into debt trying to get signup bonuses. A lot of these cards will come up signup bonuses, which is great, but just, you know, be careful, okay? One thing everybody is into, as well as kind of a fad, but it is kind of cool, is having metal credit cards. There's certain cards that they offer, people at banks offer, that are metal, and it kind of gives you just sort of an elite feeling to it. That Amazon Prime Rewards Visa card by Chase is a metal credit card, which is kind of cool. The Apple card by Goldman Sachs is also a metal credit card. $0 annual fee, 1% all purchases, 2% when using Apple Pay, 3% on Apple purchases. So it's pretty cool, no foreign transaction fee. It is a titanium credit card, so it's pretty cool. I don't know that it makes sense to bring with you because it's only 1% on all and 2% Apple Pay. I don't think around the world people are quite accepting Apple Pay unless you're in an area where they accept Apple Pay, but it really just depends on what part of the world you're traveling to. But yeah, a couple more cards that I'm going to talk about really quick are the, well, let's just talk about this one because it's really important. It's one that everybody talks about a lot. It's a personal card, but it also gets you some really, really cool bonuses, benefits, and, you know, huge bonuses, basically. The Chase Sapphire Reserve. It's really well known as a high prestigious card. The annual fee is $550. It comes with a high sign-up bonus, which is great. I think as of right now, it's only 50,000 points, but before it was more. It gets you, the cool thing is it gets you 1x points back, but 3x points back on dining and travel. So if you're going to go eat out a lot, 3x points is one of the highest, you know, that you'll see offered. Gives you a $300 annual travel credit to eat away at the $550 annual fee, and 50% more redemption value on your Chase Ultimate Reward points. One of the tricks there is you can tie your personal accounts into your business accounts in Chase, and then use your Chase business cards to earn ink your ink cards to earn ultimate reward points, and then transfer them over to your Chase Sapphire Reserve account to spend them, and you'll have 50% more redemption value instead of 25%. So potentially you can earn a lot of free travel, basically, and cash back from using credit cards to purchase your cost of goods sold and pay for your ad spend and your hosting and, you know, all the other software things you need for your e-commerce business. If you're going to be hiring virtual assistants, usually you're going to pay them through PayPal, and you can use your credit card for that. Of course, you can get cash back doing that. Have fun with it, honestly, but be very careful. Credit cards are dangerous if you don't manage them wisely, okay? What I do is I make a spreadsheet where I have all the information in there, all my account information and all the rewards and benefits information. I don't willingly go out and spend money on my credit card that I don't have. I use my credit card to do spending I would normally do anyways. Oftentimes instead of taking cash out and spending it, I will just use my credit card to do that spend anyways and then pay off my credit card. And that way I earn the reward points, but I don't go into debt doing it, which is really important. Personal debt is really bad. Business debt might be required to run your business, which is an okay thing. But of course, just be very careful with any type of debt that you get into. And reward points are a great way to get a ton of free travel. If you can scale up your business, you can get business class flights around the world and enjoy some of the most luxurious hotel stays and do some cool stuff. You can buy a bunch of stuff on Amazon for free. it really is up to you. And the coolest thing about e-commerce is that you do have to, with dropshipping, you do have to purchase the products that you're selling, whether you're dropshipping or you're private labeling, whatever. But it's great with the high ticket stuff because every purchase is maybe $1,000, $2,000, $3,000. And that means that, your spend is going to be able to, take you all these really cool places. So if you guys want to get more information on credit cards and high ticket dropshipping and e-commerce, go to the website at ecommerceparadise.com. There is a free niches list, a free mini course, a free webinar, as well as lots of other resources and a whole blog full of great tips and tricks. So get in there, guys, and learn lots of cool stuff. All right, and I wanted to let you know as well that we are building and relaunching the High Ticket Dropshipping Masterclass. This is a 30 plus module course that includes all the information you need to get started and grow and launch your e-commerce business with High Ticket Dropshipping business model in 2021. All the most up-to-date techniques and strategies. So get into that, guys. You can go check it out, ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. Get more information there. All right, and we are also offering private coaching now as well. If you want to get information on our private coaching package, go to ecommerceparadise.com/coaching. And you can also get me and my entire team of assistants to build you out your own high-ticket dropshipping business. We start from scratch with every client. We build out in a niche that fits you and is profitable. And we do research and everything like that. And we build you out a store. We get you suppliers. We optimize everything. We launch your ads, and we show you how to take it over from there. We also have a service after the fact for hiring and training a virtual assistant for you to manage your store for you. You'll then just take over the VA from there and manage them directly yourself. We also do Google Ad management for our clients. So we really do want our clients to be successful, and so we provide services on the back end to make sure that every single person has the best chance of succeeding. Our most important thing is to make sure that everybody has the best chance to succeed. I realize that not everybody is the same. Everybody has different, lives and distractions and things like that. But if you're really committed to it, you can make this stuff work really good. And our services are there for you. Now, I have my own bunch of internal stores, and I have a big team that's basically running these stores and building new ones, kind of like a factory, kind of like an assembly line. And what we do is we run those businesses, and we also have, extra time sometimes. So we like to work with clients, and that's why I offer this service to everybody. So, utilize my hard work by hiring and training all these VAs to do this stuff and get your business built. Go check out that at ecommerceparadise.com/businessinabox. Or you can just type ecommerceparadise.com/bib, B-I-B. It'll take you to the same page. You get more information there. We also offer turnkey starter stores if you just want to get a starter store and do the recruiting yourself and everything else. Go check it out at ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. A little bit less expensive there, but yeah, it'll still get you started pretty good. So if you guys have any questions, you can always email me directly, trevor@ecommerceparadise.com. Happy to help wherever stage you're at, and hope that you can become successful. And stay safe, stay healthy out there, and we'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Take care.